Boy El Paroi. There's actually a few times that by the Makis it says boy. Someone last week started learning boy by Mincha. He got to the boy of Tzvardeya. We had to correct him. You know, it's the boy of Arbe. We had though the Torah was Mesader, Akoponim, the Seder, how we lain on Shabbosois to be splitting up the seven Makos of Parshas Va'era and the last three Makos of Parshas Boy. There's a very complex gematria. That boy is gematria 3. Boy is also Rosh HaTevis, Bechoyrois, and Arbe, and Choyshech you don't see in the Rosh HaTevis. Okay, you have to be Yitzah. Now, why does it say Boy El Paroi? Why doesn't it say Leich El Paroi? Well, of course, then you wouldn't have the Rosh HaTevis of Shoivavim. And the Indian also is, the Svarim bring that, if you add Boy to Paroi, Paroi is 355, Moshe is 345. Same as Chazak. Chazak, Chazak. Moshe is 345. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe, 355. He had to get 10 Makos to knock him down to Moshe. And if you add 3 more, though, it's Gematria Mashiach. Boy, you add 3 to Paroi. Boy, El Paroi. And then you'll already have the Geula. We know that the Esther Makos are connected to the Asara Ma'amorai Shinivra Olam. And Pashas, it goes backwards. And Makos Bechoyrais is connected Bereshis Bara Elikim. Bereshis Bara Elikim is Bereshis Nami Maimer. Choyshech, well, is connected Vayemer Elikim Yihar. That would be appropriate. And Arba is Bepashtas Yihirakiya. They totally block off the sky. Now, there's a fascinating Ha'ara that it's the only Makkah where it doesn't say that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu what the Makkah is going to be. He tells him Boyel Paroi, and then Paroi, and then Moshe tells them about the Mak of Arbe. And the Rishonim already shtel, and many this far, where, how Moshe came to the conclusion that it's going to be Makas Arbe. The last three Makas are Arbe, Choshech, Makas, Bechoris. It could be already, Paroi is slowly already catching on that this is not, you know, maybe that it's broken up 7 and 3. The last three already were being mavdil between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrim, Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. I saw the remez that when we say Havdalah, we say different Havdalahs. There's Hamavdil Beim Kodesh L'Choil, which is a remez for Arbe, because Arbe, the Balaturim says, it says Vayonach HaArbe, and the Balaturim says it's a remez that it was Shabbos, Vayonach Vayem HaShvi. And Bein Or L'Choyshech is another Havdalah we say, that's Kipshute, that's Choyshech. And Bein Yisroel L'Amim, that Avad is appropriate for Makas Bechoyris, where it became obvious the difference, the Havdalah between the Bechoyre Yisroel and the Bechoyre Mitzrayim. But again, the question is, how does Moshe Bechlal know that it's Arbe? So there's many different Shatim. I mean, he knew it's supposed to start with an Aleph, because the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. And he does have, says the Pirush HaRosh Al HaTorah, or Gzei Rishova, that it says L'man Tesaper. And later, by Arbe in Sefer Yoel, it says a lashon of Tesaper by Arbe. So he has a gzeir shove, divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. It's also brought down in the Rishonim that the reason dafka by Arbe we say Tesaper is because children know how to relate. It says in the Gemara and Shabbos, children play with Arbe. So leman Tesaper is that you're going to be telling the kindlech about Arbe specifically. Rav Shamshon Astropolia says no, that actually Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mamish did tell him it's Arbe. He told him, boy, El Paroi. Now, boy is Bez Aleph. Bez swaps a lot of times with the letter Pei. And Ayin swaps a lot of time with the letter Ayin. So Hashem told him, boy, El Paroi, swap the Bez for Pei and the Aleph from an Ayin. What do you get? If you take Paroi and you turn the Pei into a Bez, there's not even a gematria. If you take the Pei and you turn it into a base, and you take the I and you turn it into an Aleph, you get the letters Arbe. So Hashem said, boy, El Paroi. Put base Aleph into Paroi, and take out the pay, make it a base, take out the I and take out an Aleph, and then you put boy into Paroi. Actually, the difference in gematria, says Rav Shamshon Astropolia, between Paroi and boy, well, between pay ayin and base Aleph, is 147, which is the 147 years of Yaakov Avinu, which Yaakov Avinu was the one that took away the Rav in Mitzrayim, and Hashem again is telling him very clearly that it's Arbe, this is going to be something that's going to bring the Rav back. The difference between Boy El Paray is 147, which is catch on. It starts with an Aleph, Laman Tesaper, switch Boy for Paray, and the difference is 147, and you realize that it's going to be Arbe. There are many other pshatim also. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says Melech ein la arbe vayetze choytzitz kulei. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed pasuk Chav Zayin. Melech ein la arbe vayetze choytzitz kulei. Arbe doesn't have a king. Different by different chayos and remosim and various other briyos, there is a tsura of hierarchy of Melech and maybe a vice president and different, you know, and. By Arba, it's total andralmusi, it's anarchy. All the Arba come together just as one. And Melech Ein La'Arba is, Hashem is telling Paroi that, you know, it's over now, your kingdom is over. There's not going to be, the Avodim already caving in on you. You're losing your sovereignty. This is another emes. He knows it's going to be Arba. Melech Ein La'Arba. Melech Ein La'Arba is Gematria, Boy El Paroi. I'm sorry, 389. Boy El Paroi is Gematria, Melech Ein La'Arba. Hashem is telling you it's going to be Arba here. Arba is going to be totally destroying your surah of Malchus. There's going to be anarchy over here. Your avodim, the bnei Mitzrayim are not even on your team anymore. They're not on your plate. And of course, Arba itself, Arba is gematria 8 times Shem Havaya, 8 times 208. So is Vo'era. With last week's parsha, we should have spoken about. But Arba is the 8th maka. It's the 8th maka, and it's 8 havayas, and it's lamala miderech hateva. And if you add boy to pari, Yataka brings Mashiach, and that's. That's also Yitzchak is also 208. There's 8 Havayas. Bidomayich Chayi is 208. Nachamu is 208. And there's going to be the 8 Havayas over here from the Arba. Now, I saw that some Soifer stels also on the Shiloh. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu know that it's going to be Arba? He actually says that Moshe knew that it's Arba because we already knew it says at the end of the Borod that it says V'hachita v'hakusemes loy nuku ki afilas heinu. Part of the produce is still not destroyed. So he knows it's going to be something that's also going to destroy produce. But then he also adds the Chasam Sofer. He brings from the Ramah Mifano that says, we said earlier that the Asara Mamoris, that's the name of the Sefer, the Ramah Mifano actually, but we actually said that the Eser Makas, Akanega, the Asara Mamoris, we said that Bereshis is Makas Bechairis and Choshech is Vayihar, appropriate. And then we said Arba is Yirakia. That's going in order backwards. But the Chasam Sofer says, no, that actually Tachi Haaretz Deshe, the Mimer of Tachi Haaretz Deshe is Keneged Arba. And the same way, by Tachi Eretz Deshe, there's a Rashi there in Chumash that the Deshe understood on its own to be Moitzi the Deshe. It didn't get a Tzivoy. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu also on his own figured out Arba, although we made it very clear how he figured out that it was Arba. We said all kinds of Pshatim. Leman tesaper ba'oznei vincho ben bincho eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. I saw, you know, Pari already got hit with 7 makis, and maybe, I don't know, some of the neighboring countries lower down in Africa there in that area would start saying, you know, maybe they suffered enough. Maybe it's not really, you know, we have to start having rachmonis. So that's why, no, we remind ourselves by the 8th maka when you're saying, maybe, you know, it's Sufil, Shai. No, let's remind you again, Laman Tesaper, Eis Asher Esalalti, what happened in the past, Vamei Vinyovin. And no, and they still deserve to get their punishments. Now, there's a fascinating Shakavatari. I'm not going to go through all the details over here, but Paray is slowly caving in. First, he's masking that the Gvorim could go, then the Noshim, then the Taf. Kesedr, he keeps on asking who's going. Now, it's interesting, at this Shlav already, he asks, Mi va mi ha'olchim, says the Baal HaTurim, is Gematria, Kolev ubin nun. And what Paray was telling him at this point, says the Baal HaTurim Beremez, why are you going? It's not Kedai. Mi v'mi ha'olchim. Everyone is going to die in the midbar anyways, the entire dar. You're asking, everyone has to go. Why everyone has to go? It's only mi v'mi ha'olchim. It's only going to be Kalev and Bin Nun in the end. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers back. I don't know if this says in the Baal HaTurim, the check. But Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, no. Bin Arenu uviskeneinu neilech. Because the people less than 20. Oh, the Baal HaTurim himself says it, yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu's answer is, you're asking, Miva Miya Holchem, then in the end it's only going to be Kolev and Binun, Gematra Miva Miya Holchem. No. V'nareinu v'skenenu neilech, the less than 20, the more than 60, there are going to be other people going out. And it's also that he's saying, v'nareinu v'skenenu neilech, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and this is what every Leil HaSeder is, that there's a connection, a lot of times, v'siyad d'shmai, between great-grandparents and grandparents and their enechlech, that there's a process of the lamata sapra, to bincho, ben bincho, that there's going to be, there's going to be connection, there's going to be a chain, there's going to be this mesoira of v'nareinu v'skenenu neilech. And I saw brought down even, it says, when it's v'nareinu v'skenenu neilech, then it's going to be chag Hashem lanu. Then we know it's going to be chag Hashem. There's going to be a continuous mesoira of people going b'derech Yisrael Saba. Now, at one point, Pari over here tells him also, l'chuna ha'gvorim v'ivduas Hashem, ki oisa atem mevakshim. So I don't know if we spoke this one out yet, but at one point, Pari is even saying, even the kids can go, but you know, they're telling Pari they want to only go for 3 days. Which itself is a big balagan. What exactly did they want to accomplish in 3 days? They're cheating, they're lying, they're really planning to escape afterwards, or maybe a 3-day reprieve in the Midbar and get new chizuk and rejuvenated, and then they can come back to Mitzrayim and stay for the 400 years, maybe have Matan Torah there for the 3 days and come back. There's various pshatim exactly what's going to happen in the 3 days. But at this point, I saw Berem is that Pari was saying, Oysa. It's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu's great-grandmother, this is not a Baba Maisa, her name was Oysa. It's a pasuk. It's not a pasuk, but as I state in the Daskenim in Parshas Pinchas, when it says, Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim, he reads it to mean, Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, that was her father's name, and Oysa was her mother's name. Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim, says the Daskenim, Kach Shma. So I saw, this is not in the Daskenim, but Pari was saying, you know what, let everyone go, the Kindlech, the Enochlech, everyone. But I need to know that you're coming back after 3 days. So I want Oysa, the great-grandmother, she has to stay. And Paris, and Moshe says, no, she's got to come with us. He says, oh, now I understand. Ki Oysa atem mevakshim. That I get it. You're catching on to you're selling me a Baba Maisa here that you're planning to only go for 3 days. We have Makas Choyshech. It's Yedua. There's a Pulmus Godol in Rishonim, whether Bechlal Choyshech, Lav Davka Lagabi, the Maka of Choyshech over here. But Bechlal, the Bria of Or and Choshech, which is already from the Tchilas Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, is Choshech a Bria? That the same way Or is a Bria, Choshech is a Bria? Or no, Choshech in fact is just Heder of Or. There are many that say that Choshech is only a Heder of Or. Azoy is Mavur in Rav Sadi going, the Rambam and Marin of Vuchim, the Eben Ezra on the Pasuk in Yeshaya of Yoitzer Or, Uvoyri Choshech, the Barbanel and Bereshis, there's a Bach and Or Chaim and Torah Rechaim Simin Vav in Behilchis Asher Yotzar, when it says Chalulim Chalulim, he says that's nothing. He says so is Choshech. And V'chulei, the Sifurna in this week's Parsha actually says that Choshech by Sheshes Yimei Bereshis is not a Bria. It's only Heder Or. Here by the Makkah, there was Taka, Choshech. But Le'umazeh, the Marsha in Tamid, and the Netziv in Pesachim, and the Goin, and the Cheskuni, and the Gemara Kamat in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, that gives a list of 10 things that were Nivra in the Tchilas Abriya. And one of the things that was Nivra was Choshech, and it's a Pella. The Marsha calls the people that hold that Choshech is Heder Or Minim, but I told you a long list of those that say that that's what it is. So we have the Choshech by the Tchilas Abriya, and then we have the Choshech over here. Now the Choshech over here for sure is a Bria of sort. Now the question is, if Choshech is a Bria, not by the Makkah, if Choshech is a Bria, what's the purpose of it? Hare, if you wouldn't have it, and there would just be Heder Or, it would also be, for lack of a better word, dark. Yeah? So, even if there wouldn't be Choshech, what is the Tayelas Matara, purpose of Choshech? When there's no Or, when there's Heder Or, L'chayre, there's Choshech. So, many say, and there's Makaristas in the Yerushalmi and in Rishonim, that when it's Choshech, the light of a candle shines brighter. That exactly is the opposite of the Choshech of the Mak over here with Fakert. It was preventing even Oyer Haner to work. But Choshech of the Tchilas Abriya, if you learn it's Abriya, enables, enhances the light. The Yerushalmi actually brings, the Netziv brings us Yerushalmi in the beginning of Pesachim, when the Pasuk says, Vayikra Lekim La'or Yoin, V'la'choshech Kara Laila, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that Hashem called onto the Choshech, and he says, hey, Reb Choshech, you're in charge of the Laila. That's your reign. With a G and a silent, you know, that's, and he calls the Oyer, and he says, your reign is on the Yoin. So the Netziv over there brings us Yerushalmi. There were people hiding in a cave from the Shultainis, and they were learning, and they were hiding in a dark cave. But how do they know when it was Yoim, when it was Laila? They had a candle 24/7. And they knew when the candle shined brighter, the reason the candle was shining brighter is because now it's Choshech. How did the Choshech get into the cave? The cave was totally sealed off. By day, Or was not in the cave. It was dark. Or Rav Sadia going to Choshech. But so how did the Choshech get into the cave? It's a klutz kasha. How did it get anywhere else? The Choshech just comes at night. It doesn't come from the sun. It's there. Why can't it be in the cave? Okay, so by the mark of Choshech, Rashi says an interesting ha'ara. The lama hevi aleim Choshech, right? Interesting. The lama hevi aleim Choshech. So Rashi says two pshatim. One is so the 3 days of afela they can look for the oitzris, and one is that they can bury the 4/5, 80%. Of Klal Yisrael, that was Nifter. Now, there's an interesting shtel. What do you mean, V'lom hevi aleim choshech? Choshech, if I'm counting correctly, is the ninth makkah. Why by the first eight makkahs didn't Rashi ask? V'lom hevi aleim borod, dever, dam. V'lom hevi aleim choshech. So there's one shot from the Chanukah Satorah. He says, because the Medrash says that Hashem's asked the Malachim, what should he do next, what makkah? And hiskimu kulam, that it should be choshech. And there's a klal from the Sugya Sanhedrin that when a bezdin shekulo yomer chayiv, then it's mezaka. Now here, everyone said choshech. Terah says, yeah, but there was two reasons, and it wasn't for the same reason. If it would have all been for the same reason, then that would goof. It would default. A bezdin that kulam paskins oisei dover gets defaults. Terah says taka kulam hiskimu, but there was two reasons. Another pshat is why it could be it's dafka by choshech is because the first purpose of the first seven, even eight makas, was to convince Parei to finally get to the maskana of ani atzadik. Hashem atzadik v'aniv ami arishoyim, and to agree to everyone going, and by after Arba it looks like it's pretty much over. Now Elamai, Makis Pacharis, we still need. That's going to be a whole game changer and a v'hivdil between Klal Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Umois and the Mitzrayim and all that. Aber v'lama halev elam choshech. What do we need this choshech? So on that he says the two reasons that also by all the other Makis it's l'man yedu Mitzrayim, but by choshech Mitzrayim's not going to know. They can't see anything. They don't see anything. Dachman Zog, no, they don't know. Choshech has its own Siba, either that they should look for the Oitzris, or that this the Mitzrim died. Now, there's a big machlokes when exactly the different Makas were, and to work out the dates, we worked it out last week a little bit. Pashtus Choshech was for two sets of 3 days. Now, we know Bederach Kalal, the Makas were for 7 days, or the Makas Becheres was Rega Kememra. Mamish, less than a rega even, right? And maybe Dever also, I saw some Sforim say, was also like sort of like a maka. It didn't have to be, just happened. But Papastas, the makas were for 7 days. Why by Choshech does it's 3 days? So the truth is Choshech, I saw brought down, is that according to one of the Cheshboinus, Choshech was already in Chodesh Nisan. It was Zayin Ches and Tes Nisan. Then Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGodol. Then it was Ur, and the maka of Choshech wasn't in applying, and then again another 3 days. There was 3 days and 3 days. It was Zayin Ches and Tes, and then Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Shabbos Hagadol, it didn't have that Choshech. Now you have to make up for it. It has to be 7 days. So actually, the Cheskuni brings over here that where was the seventh day of Choshech? The Choshech Hashem. Listen to a lashon. We know that the Eibershter created Or B'tchilas Habriyah, and he was Gonzoi L'tzadikim L'sed Lavoi. He was Goynez the Or. The Cheskuni says over here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Goynez the Choshech, because it was supposed to be for 7 days, and it only was in rain for 6 days, the Choshech of the Makkah. And he was Gonzoi of the Choshech, and he saved it for Makkah's by Kriyas Yamsuf, that there was an Andral Musi going on by the Mitzrim on the Yam, that for them they had Choshech. And that's where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goynez the Choshech. L'uma Zeh, I feel the Chidah has a cheshmet that the Makkah of Choshech was a month earlier, and it was on Yud Gimel Adar. And it says that's why it's La'Yehudim Hoysa Oira. La'Yehudim Hoysa Oira. Oira is Gematria, Be'adar. And that's when the Mak of Choshech was. There are two kapitlech tehillim that Barichas describe the Makos, not in that order. In Kapitel Ayin Ches and Kapitel Kofei, there are many diyukim and gewaldike nekudas that can be taken out from the psukim in these two kapitlech that describe the Makos. I saw brought down that that's why Rabbi Yehuda says a simen of Ditzach Adash Bachav, to make sure that you realize we go with the Seder that it says in the Torah, not the Seder that it says in the Tehillim, because in the Tehillim, Sayin Kapitel Ayin Ches, it doesn't say all 10, and it says them in a totally looks like a disarray of order. There is obviously reasons and inyonim in that. But there's still on one of them, we're holding by Choshech. The Pasuk in the Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Pasuk Chav Ches, Sholach Choshech V'yachshich V'loi Moru Es Dvoroi. Hashem sent them Choshech and they weren't Moira His Dvoroi. Who wasn't Mamre Dvoroi? So Rashi, over there in Tehillim, says, the Makis weren't Mamrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to the Bria to do things different, alter, change what the Bria should be doing, and the Bria wasn't Mamre. The Radak says that Moshe and Aaron weren't Mamre, meaning they weren't scared to go into Pari. Actually, in this capital, Tehillim Choshech is the Makkah that's mentioned first, so that's why we're bringing it up over here. Lefidus Pshadet Lav Dafka, specifically Gabi Choshech. Choshech, for whatever reason, is the first Makkah being mentioned in the Tehillim, and it says, okay, V'loi Moru Es Dvori, and Moshe and Aaron weren't scared. Imagine two old Yidden with long white beards going to Hitler, marching from the ghetto to Hitler, saying, we have things to discuss with you. You know, it's a pachad. No, Moshe and Aaron, v'loi moru es dvari. But there's another pshat. The Noam Elimelech says, the Emes, a shayla, why is Pari being punished? Why is Pari being punished? Hare, there was nigzar with the Brisbane of Sarbury that there's going to be an Ummah that's going to have... So why is it Pari's fault? It was already nigzar that it was supposed to be. So the Noam Elimelech said, he says, yeah, but who told Pari to do it? And so the Yismach Moshe added, he says, like this Noam Elimelech, he said, that's the Pshat Pasuk. V'lei Moru Es Dvori is Pari. Pari is getting punished because Pari should have been Moirat B'Malchus. Lamrot, in spite of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to bring these Makas on, he should have been Mamre Es Dvori. So again, we have various Pshatim in this Pasuk. V'lei Moru Es Dvori. Rashi's learning, it means the Bria, the Makos, the Metzias, the Teva wasn't Mamrid. The Radak says that Moshe and Aaron weren't frightened and they weren't Mamrid. The Yismach Moshe, based on the name of the Melech, Paroi wasn't Mamrid. He's getting punished because he wasn't Mamrid. He should have been Mamrid. Now, by the Mark of Choshech, there's a fascinating concept. It says, Lo'ro'u ish es ochiv, V'lo'i kamu ish mitachtov. You're not able to see another person. That's a Choshech. When a person is not able to even see another person, then he's a choshech. What's the opposite of that? When a person is able to be noisei ba'oilim chaveiroi, when he's able to see another person, the ultimate dogma of that is Moshe Rabbeinu vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echov vayar b'sivloisom. He was ba'or. He did see chaveiroi. Now, there's a lot of read about this, that bein odom l'mokim et ba'oilim chaveiroi really goes together. There's a beautiful diak in a pasuk. Revolva talks about this. It's a gemara in Sukkah. The darshan's the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chesed Hashem me'oilom ve'ad oilom al yireyov. What does chesed have to do with yira? Chesed is the ultimate bitoy of ben adam l'chaveiro. Yireyov is ben adam l'mokim. Sezer volbe, it's ainu ha'ak. When a person is in the dark and he doesn't have the ability to rise above his own self and he's totally shakua in himself, ba'oisay mida, that he's not able to see the bashefer, he's not able to see Yankel and Chatzkel and Dovid, that's in front of him. You can't see another person, you can't see the Bashefer. It goes together. Someone that's able to be a Fahechra Oifen, an Adam Godol, is nimdad with the fact that he's able to see and feel beyond. That's why Bederech Remez, one of the Dugmois that the Gemara brings in Brachas, for a person to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, Kriyash Mashal Shachris, Bizman. Shiyakrib and Tchelis, Lulavan is one Mount Yomra, but there's another Mount Yomra in Brachas. When are you allowed to say Kriyishma? When is it light enough that you can say Kriyishma? Bizman Sheroya es Chaveiroi Ba'ar Ba'amis. When you're able to see, there's an expression, in Hebrew he said, I don't know if it's translated, Ani lo e'otcha mimeter. You're right in front of me, I don't see you. I just don't see the other guy. When you're able to see another fellow, then you're also able to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. And a beautiful tzustel to this is a Gevaldike Derher from Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz. Why didn't Shevet Levi work in the Mitzrayim? We know Shevet Levi was learning. Why did Pari buy into this system? Why is he asking that the Levim shouldn't work? So Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit says, he says, because Be'emes Pari was told by the Itzdegninim, by the astrologers, that the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael is going to come from Shevet Levi. And he realized, I have a foolproof plan. And he was right. He was right. I'm going to have the Levim not work in the Shibud. Only someone that's suffering in the Shibud is going to have the willpower to fight and want to get out of here. So I'm defaulting on the whole thing. Shevet Levi is not in the Inyan, and therefore there won't be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. And he was right. It wouldn't have worked. He missed out on a nekuda. Vayigdal Moshe. We don't have too much info on Moshe for the first 80 years. Vayigdal Moshe. What's his godless? Vayetze el echav. Vayar b'sivloisam. it backfired on him, his plan, because Moshe did feel. He was noise ba'olam chaveri, in spite of the fact that he wasn't in the Shibud, but he felt the Shibud. Paro's plan was right. Only someone that feels the Shibud is going to be able to be the Moshe in Yisrael. And Yilchair is avoiding it because the astrologers are saying it's going to be from Shevet Levi, and he has this foolproof plan. But Moshe Rabbeinu was vayar b'sevloisem. He did feel, and therefore he was able to what's it called. Now there's another diak over here. It's very interesting. Before Choshech, or actually after Choshech, so now Pari comes again, and he's caving in even more. And he says, you know what? Everyone can go. L'chu evdus Hashem. Everyone can go for 3 days. Everyone can go. Rak tzoinchem uvekarchem. Just leave over the tzoin and the bokar. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. And that's Makis Becheres. A bomb in Mahalachavi. Why? Take the deal and run. You'll buy more cows and you get to the Galil. They're sneaking out anyways. What's the deal? For Bokar with Tzoyin, this is... Of them is gefallen that the Makis Becheres over here. For Bokar and Tzoyin? It was their Avodah Zarah. We want to break the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. I hear. No, it was a good... There's a few Malcolm. But the Chayra on the Bokar with Tzoyin is falling on Bokar and Tzoyin. So one akud I heard was, when you want to win a war, and you want to make an itzachan against the person that was oppressing you, he has to be nichna b'loy t'nai. He has to have, I'll say in English, unconditional surrender. If he's still making the rules, if you give me this, and I'll bring you medicine, and then I'll do this, and if on Tuesdays we do this, that's not winning a war. That's not, bubamisis, total bubamisis. Total bubamisis. The way to win the war is, he's not telling you, oh, this not. Even on Soin and Bakr, no deal until you totally mask him. After Makis Becheres, that's what happens. Even if he's selling on a Samzaitik Aprat. I heard a fascinating tzustel, historical fact, very interesting, the Kuda. America bombed Japan in 1945 in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Do you know that 2 weeks before the bomb, Japan agreed to surrender? Just with a few tenais. I don't know what they were. Nothing major. No. We want unconditional surrender. Avdem is giving a Makis Becheres. Avdem is giving the ganze bomba. That was the. You have to know that's the way to win the war. Ulechal b'nei Yisrael layecharatz kelev l'shoinoi. And Chazal say that the kelev, because of that, is zoiche. There's a few different makaris in Chazal that a kelev gets schar because of this, that he was layechutz kelev l'shoini. But why? What's the groisa glick that the kelev was layechutz l'shoini? So the Pirush HaTorah LaTorah says, the Gemara says that a kelev starts being neveach when he sees nevelus. And a lot of people were dying over here. So b'teva, the kelev should have been neveach. Also the Gemara says when the Malach HaMavis is in the area, the kelev gets excited. Also a kelev gets nervous when he sees the oilam is, right, the Klal Yisrael are sitting here, Makelchem b'yedchem. They're nervous. They're ready to go. They're holding. The dog gets also anxious then. And on all these things, also the Chizkuni brings a pshat. The Gemara says in Brachas that there are three mishmaris in the Laila. And by one of the mishmaris, the middle mishmar, the Klavim Matzoyek. And according to one man, the Yomar, the Gemara in Brachas, Tav Gimel, when is the Klavim Matzoyek? In the middle of the second mishmar. Because the Gemara asks Monashach, you're telling me by the three mishmaris what each thing happens. Monashach, the first mishmar, the beginning of the first mishmar doesn't need a simon, and the end of the last mishmar doesn't need a simon. So the Gemara says, it means the middle of that Mishmah. So Klavim Tzoyik is punk by Chatzois. And over here, Bishar, that the Klavim weren't Tzoyik. Now, whose Klavim were they? Pashtas the Mitzvah's Klavim. Although there's an interesting Medrash to Hillam that says that the Yidden, after Makis Becheres, they each one came with his dog, and they went to the Mitzvah, and they would say, this is the Mitzvah that shepherded me. And he would tell the dog, bite him. With the Gufais even. Where did the Yidden have dogs? I saw there's a medrash that Yaakov Avinu was a shepherd, and he had, you need a kelev for the, so this is a kenzayin, I don't know. What were they zoiche to? Well, first of all, it says, u'basar basar the treifel oiseichelu, la kelev tashlichen oisu. Also, it's brought down that from tsoyas klovim is, we make the ibud oirois of sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzis. And there are various other chazals also that say what the kelev was Zaychatu because of this. We have HaChoydesh HaZelochem, the first mitzvah. Parshas Boy is also the first mitzvah. Rashi brings in Bereishis already. HaChoydesh HaZelochem was really where the Torah should have started, the first mitzvah. But rather, Maisa, we want to say, Koyach Maisa, Figid L'Amay, that's the whole the whole cheshbon. Now, the first mitzvah, the Ebrist is telling Evek that we go with the lunar calendar. In Yiddishkeit, we go with the lunar calendar. Now, sometimes a chodesh has 29 days, and sometimes a chodesh has 30 days. The emes is that a lunar cycle is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. Chalokim is, there are 1,080 chalokim in an hour, 18 chalokim in a minute, and a month, a perfect lunar cycle is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. That's 44 minutes and one chalik. And that's why every time, if you're following the Moiled Vetzayin in Shul, every month it gets one more chalik more, because it's the deviation is always one chalik. It's perfect for, we announce it with minutes, and it's always 44 minutes and one chalik. I don't know what it was last month, whatever it was, it's going to be one chalik more the next time. Now, to work this out, that Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, that it should stem with the solar calendar, because by the Umay Sa'olam in the Western civilization, they only go with a solar calendar, and it is absolutely no reason why a year, which a solar year is 365 days and 6 hours, 365 days and 6 hours. The 6 hours are figured out that every 4 years we add a day to February. It's not exactly 6 hours. Every couple hundred years you got to work out the details there. But there's no reason to break up a year into 12 parts, not into 15 or 10 or 26. There's no months. Be'etzem, it's just fakery. We know that Avada, the Muslims, only go with a lunar year, and that's why Ramadan keeps on changing in season. But we work out that we have both, and there's a very simple phone number without an area code to remember how it works. Every 19 years, seven of them have to have a Shana Mubaris. That's the cycle upon them in our Luach that we put in, and it's 3-3-2, 3-3-3-2. Those are the number years, the third year, the sixth year, the eighth year, the 11th year, the 14th year, the 17th year, and the 19th year, 3-3-2, 3-3-3-2. Those 7 years are Shana Mu'beres, and that's how it works out that the calendar works out. You have the parsha of Korban Pesach. There are kama dinim, the sugi says Pesach, that only apply by Pesach Mitzrayim, and various other dinim that apply by Pesach Doiris. One of them that even by Pesach Doiris is uvashel umvushel b'mayim, and rather no, it has to be with tzli'esh. And the Gemara brings in Pesachim, what if you were mevashel et b'chamei Tveria? Now, if you were mevashel et b'chamei Tveria, it's avada not considered tzli eish. You were definitely mevatel the essay of tzli eish. But were you also over the lav of bishel? Or bishel is only when it's bishel of oyer, of a fire on a, literally cooking with a fire, and not with b'chamei Tveria. The Achroinim ask, if you were mevashel et b'chamei Tveria, then the Korban Pesach is pasul anyways, because the Korban Pesach is kachem kalim, and it can't leave Yerushalayim. So how did it get to Tveria? I mean, you cooked it in Tveria and then brought it back. It was already nifsal b'yotze. How do you have bishul b'chami Tveria? It's a shver akasha. I'm not sure. Maybe you brought chami Tveria in a thermos and it's klisheni. Ain't no bishul in a klisheni with a thermos. I don't know. Maybe you have to work it out. V'achaltem oisoi b'chi pozoin. That also, even the Doiris, we do b'chipazon l'chsam. Sefer writes, somehow in every house, or in many houses, people spend a long time on Magid and the Chochem for the Manishtana, and then you have to finish that b'chaymin in time, and in the end it's v'chalta ma'aseh b'chipazon. V'chalta ma'aseh b'chipazon is describing that Magid should take a long time, and then there's a chipazon to get to b'chaymin. But what's the reason behind chipazon? There's a beautiful shtickle from Rav Tzadik. It's actually the Erste shtickle in Sidkas HaTzadik. He says that the derech in avoidus Hashem is first chipazoin, and then afterwards not. Because he says, Chazal say, only Pesach Mitzrayim was nechal b'chipazoin. Pesach Doiris, I said a melitza from the Chassam Zayim, but be'etzem Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipazoin, Pesach Doiris not. He says, it's a yisoyin and avoidus Hashem. When a person has a yisoyiris, so the first thing he has to do is b'chipazoin, with a brand, with a certain rischa, that's not really even logical. But then you have to calm down. Then you have to put musan with seichel, with clarity, with thought, and do it slowly and thoroughly. Tchilas avaydase is b'chipazayin, but afterwards it goes slow. I saw a mushel for this in the Sefer Maskel Shloima from Shloima Karlebach. He says the Maskel Shloima, he was a Mashgiach in Chaim Berlin for many years. He says a mushel with a rocket ship, very interesting mushel, that if you know anything about how rocket ships work, all the energy, well, the thing that actually goes into outer space is a very small part of it. There's hundreds and thousands of gallons of delic that's using energy to create an efsharis for it to sprout and go beyond the atmosphere. But when it's headed all the way to the outer space, it's not using any of that anymore. It only needed the delic to just get its first thrust out of the original atmosphere, to break out of the gravity. After that, it goes on its own. It's already a fartshot. So he says, that's mamas the mahalach of avoidus Hashem, first of this Reb Tzadik, first the chipazayin, and then you're able to, then it's able to go. Shtikala ha'ara, kachem dika ha'ara, carbon Pesach is a shlomen. It's a sort of a shlomen. It has many dinim of shlomen. It has certain dinim not of shlomen, of a regular shlomen. A regular shlomen is nechel for shnei yom and v'layla. A Pesach is only nechel ad chatzois. But be'etzem, it has gidrei dinei shlomen. There's even a lot of rais that it's also a shlomen, but also has a tosefes din that it's also Pesach. Ad kedekach kenzain, it's shlomen dikedin l'mashal. There's a pshat that a carbon Pesach really is like a toida. Now, even interesting, a toida comes with four lechem. A toida is a shlomim, but it's a special kind of shlomim that comes with four sorts of bread, three matzah, one chametz. And the Chasam Sefer actually says, a carbon Pesach is also a toida. And the Mishnah is asking, so manishtana halayla zemikolalaylis, by all other toidas, we eat chametz and matzah. There's three matzahs and one chametz. By the carbon Pesach, we only have the three matzahs. We don't have the chametz. Why not? That's a good kasha, but that's the part, because it's a toida and beyond. Now, a toida is nechel to lalois ha-shachar. So there's rayas that even carbon Pesach that's nechel by chatzois, the din sreif ha-snoiser is only in the morning. Because even though you can't eat it anymore because it's carbon Pesach, the kedin is over, but it's shlomim, the kedin is betzem until the morning. So it's not noiser until the morning. The shayla is, though, if it's a shlomim, and by any shlomim and any toida, this chelik of the behema goes to the kayin. A chelik of the behema goes to the kayin. Chaz of a shayk. Who eats the chaz of a shaykh of a shlomim? The kayin. Who eats the chaz of a shaykh of a toida? The kayin. Who eats the chaz of a shaykh of a carbon Pesach? The b'nei chabur, yeah. The b'nei chabur. And if the chabur doesn't have Joe Cohen in the chabur, so then who's eating the chaz of a shaykh? So there's a pshat that on Leil Pesach, everyone is like the b'chin of kayin. Va'atam tiyuli memleches kayin v'agoy kadosh. By Leil Pesach Avada, everyone is that bechina. Even the Chaz of a Shoik is nechal to a zar. Interesting ha'ara I saw. Why are matzis round? Now someone will tell me they aren't, right? But the Maria Sad, he was from Hungary, and in the 1800s, he definitely had round matzis upon him. But why are matzis round? So he says, one shot is because lechem oini and anias is round. What comes around, people lose the money comes, the money goes, it goes around. Gemara and Shabbos, galgal chayzer lo'ilam. Another shot is that the avelus, because there's a connection, like same way with the eggs, there's a connection between Leil Pesach and Leil Tisha B'Av. But then it brings another interesting shot. The Mitzrayim actually were very into geometric figures, and it represented the fact that they had many elohuyos, many gods. And Klal Yisrael, by them, it's round. It's Ein Suf, it's one, it's Shleimus. It's without corners. One more ha'ara here, but Gabi Karbon Pesach. It's a sugi that we learned recently. It says v'chal ara la yoichal boy, and then it says v'chiyogar itcha ger v'asa Pesach, v'chiyogar itcha ger v'asa Pesach. So he malei kol zachor. If a ger is megayer, he also has to be megayer all of his kids. And Rashi says because a milas bonov is also ma'akevi from Karbon Pesach. And the Pella is, which children are this? This is a ger that was Megayer, and now he's Jewish, and he has children, so he's like any other Yid, that if he has children, be Yehadusoi, be Gerusoi, that they're his children, and they're ma'akev from eating Karbon Pesach. If it's children that he had before when he was still a Goy, he's not related to them. So it's takana ma'akev. Say if they stay Goy, and say if they're Megayer, it's Kekot and Shinoi Ladami, and he's not related to them. Why should their Mila be ma'akev him, that if he itchager, he has to mal his kids. So actually, Rabbi Tzalpanovich says a fascinating chiddush. He says it's talking about a ger that's Megayer and he still has goyish kids. He owns them. Because even though ger is kakat and shenayel dami, he does own his nechassim. That's a whole shayla why. But fact is,
A ger owns his nechasim, and he owns his children, and since he owns them, it's kinyonoi. That's why it says in the Pizmon, we say on Chanukah, Roiv Banov, about Purim, but it's the Pizmon on Chanukah, Roiv Banov v'kinyonov ala eitz talisa. Which kinyonim did they hang? Teretz says it was banim ketanim of a goy is kinyonim. But I want to say a different chiddush based on the sugya that we will or did learn in Ksubis, that the Gemara is mavur that we need a case of a ger katan that's doiraisa. And according to one of the options of a ger katan doiraisa is the Gemara says if he's megayer with his whole family. If he's megayer together with his family, then you don't need zchiyah derabanan. And according to the Shita Yeshana, he's a ger doiraisa. And the question is, if he's a ger doiraisa, why are all the Rishonim looking? Who's the ger doiraisa? They need a case of geiris muberis. Just say it was ger, it was megayer banav upanayis anyway. Says the Shita Yeshana, a moira dika chiddush, you have to chab the godless and his chiddush. When a ger is megayer banav upanayis of imoy, it's a family geiris, it's a package deal. There's no kakot and shenoy ladama, you're related. The father and son are related. So that can't be the case. We're looking for a ger that has no relatives. That it is a ger deraisa, but he doesn't have, it's not the case we're looking for, because we're looking for a ger that's what's the chiddush, Ibazai? That's the chiddush. That's what the pasuk is being mechadish. This din of the Shita Yeshana, that v'chiyogar itcha ger, that if he's megar together, banav v'mnois of imoy, then it's himolei kol zachar. He does have a din that he's related, the father to the son. Good.